We are learning Maseches Chulin, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the middle of the line, Tanu Rabbanan, starting a new sugya. Until now we were handling the Oifos, different Oifos Tmeim. Now we're going to handle buying eggs. You want to buy eggs from the store. How do you know it's a kosher from a kosher animal? If the egg comes from a non-kosher bird, you can't eat those eggs. So how do you know if this egg came from a kosher bird? Tanu Rabbanan. Lechem beitzim merei v'chavim. You could buy eggs from a guy, b'chol makom, in every place. Ve'ein chayshishim lo yimushim nevelos, lo yimushim treifas. You're not worried that the bird was an avelo or a treifa when it laid the egg. Why not worried? The Ran says, because you go bust the roiv. Roiv oifas are not nevelos or treifas. Ve'eitik amara kasha, v'dilma d'oif tam, shal oif, v'dilma d'oif tamayu, ninu. Maybe it came from a non-kosher bird. So Ayin asked me, what do you mean? Go bust the roiv again. Roiv birds are kosher. We just said that roiv birds are kosher. Only 24 birds are tameim. So Tosis asked the kasha. And if you remember, we learned at the end of yesterday's daf, you'll understand Tosis Teres. Tosis asked the kasha from Taimar, given the oifis Teres, Ruba, and there's a bust of Ruba. So he says at the end of Tosis that we said that there's 100 type of ayahs. So that means, you're right, only 24 oifas tamayas, but there's in those tamayas, the subcategories, there's hundreds of them. And therefore, it's very possible there's a lot of them, huh?
And the subcategories of tamayas is not?
No. So the Mar never said in the subcategory of tamayas. The Mar never said that. So I said in the ayah, 100 types. So therefore, it could be there's no roiv anymore. That's what Tosis answers. The Ran has other mahalchim to answer this kasha. He has other mahalchim. I'll say maybe one of them. I'll say maybe one of the mahalchim, but he has a few different mahalchim to answer it. He says, "Li nira," it says lashon b'chol makom, every place. I feel the makom sh'oifas tameyim merubim. Certain places there's a lot of oifas. There's like in the midbarish, just in the jungle. There's more oifas tameyas there. So there, it's the akash. You can't go with the right. There's no oifas tyrus there. There's much more oifas tameyim there, and that's pshat why Mimar has akash. That's the way the Ram learns. Here's another tyrus. There also ayin chum. But Dilma, the oif tamin in the word of Shmuel, but Omer shall oif, the guy tells you, shall oif plainly tar. He says it's from a certain oif tar. He specifies what it is. It's from a chicken. So, and then you believe him. Why do you believe him? Because if you say it's from a chicken, I might take that egg and compare it to another chicken egg. And if it's wrong, then he'll be in trouble. So since he told me exactly which oif it is, so he put himself on the line, and therefore it's Efshel Avar and he's Nema. Lame is loif tar. Why can't you just believe him if he says that it's a kosher bird? So Iyachi, you can't. That won't help. Why? Istayos tamute, because then you won't be able to double check him. Because if you check the egg with another oif tar with a chicken, he'll say, "Nah, I didn't mean a chicken. I meant a different bird. I meant a duck." So therefore, he's not efshel avar. So dafka, if he says which type of oif tar it is, then he's neman. If he says oif tar, right to Marakasha, I don't have the problem. Just be baidik, the egg itself. We'll see in a second. The egg has simonim to see if it's an oif tar, if it comes from a kosher bird. But live there with simonim. The time went to the braisa. Because simoni baits him, kach simoni dogim. The same simon a beya has, a dog, the fish also have those simonim, and he can use those simonim to eat a kosher fish. Vait the more simoni dogim, it's like a diet dog, it's a simoni dogim, it's a pasuk. Snap it v'kaskesam rachmona. It's the fins and scales, not it doesn't look like an egg. So what do you mean? Allah ema kach shemone ubari dogim on top of some of that the dogim are when they come as a ubar, they all look like a cluster. So I think it's when it's a cluster, so it has the same simen as the eggs. What are the simen of the eggs? The ubari dogim, the eggs of a dogim are the same simonim as the eggs of the birds. What's a simen of a kosher egg? Matanya guy baits him, Ailer and Swani baits him, Kol Shekadurois, Shekoideres, Va'agugelas. Anytime it's round. Now, Rashi says, if you just said round, you could think it's like a dosha, a lentil, like a disc, like a pancake. That's round, but not what an egg looks like. So, first of all, it's round and it's also a ball. It's also a ball shape. So, an egg of a kosher egg, first of all, is round and it has a height to it. It's like a ball. Not stamped round, it's a ball also, it has a thickness to it. Roi she'ech echad, one side is rounded, but roi she'ech echad. If you look at an egg, a chicken egg, you'll see, on one end it's sharp, and the other end it's more rounded. So the two ends don't look the same rounded. One's rounded and one's sharp. So that's a siman of a oif, that it's a egg from an oif tar. So this is Torah. So it says, Simani Beisim Kolsha Koideres Vagulgolois Roisha Echad Kad. Roisha Echad Kad. One side is Kal and Kad Torah. Beis Risha Kadim. If both ends are rounded, a Beis Risha Kadim, both ends are sharp, Tameim. Then you know it's from an oif tamer. Chel Boim Vachutz. If it has in the egg, the white is on the outside, the Chel Mifnim, the yellow is on the inside, Torah, like our eggs. Chel Boim Vachutz. If it's yellow from the outside, the yellow goes around the outside, it's white on the inside, then it's tmeya. Then it's ma'if tamei. Chel moim v'chel boim u'rovim, if the white and the yellow are mixed together, b'yedua shi beitzis ha-sheretz. It's the bay of ha-sheretz. So like upon him, what's the kasha? The kasha, the b'raisa says, there's simoni beitzim. So what's the problem? When I buy from a guy, what I need his nemanis? Look at the egg. If the egg has the right simoni, I know it's Torah. So my answer is like tricha de chatuchos. You want to buy cut up eggs? It must be like hard boiled eggs. You want to cut up eggs? If you want to buy the cut up eggs? So then you have to believe the guy. Frank the Gemara, no, still live the bechalva mechalva. You still, even though you can't tell if the ends are rounded, but you still could tell by the chalva and the chalva. So my answer is no, but trufos. It was already scrambled eggs before they cooked it. Of course, it's scrambled eggs. So there. The Cairo and the Cairo was scrambled already. So now I can't tell. If it can't tell the yellow and the white, I can't tell the shape of the shell. So now I have to rely on the guy's nemanis. So Frank the Gemara, if that's the case where we're relying on the guy's nemanis, you're not allowed to buy eggs that are trufos from a guy. You're not allowed to sell a basis tray for levchavim. Elam kain trufa bekara. Only if you mix it first. Lefikach. Therefore, in leichem and beitzim trufa is bekara, and therefore you can't buy from a guy beitzim is bekara. Which means like this: let's say a Jewish egg seller, one of his oifes become a treifa, and it lays 40 eggs. He doesn't want to throw 40 eggs in the garbage. So what's the answer? Sell it to a guy. The problem is he can't sell it to a guy. Why? If he sells it to a guy, the guy might sell it to a yid. So, and it's a bay of a trefa. So what's the eitza? The eitza is, I take those 40 eggs, make it into scrambled eggs, and put it into a bucket, and I sell scrambled eggs, and I give it to the guy. The guy might sell it to a yid still. What are you gaining? Teretz is, we have a klal. We don't buy scrambled eggs from the guy, because maybe it came from a yid that was a trefa. You can't find from the guy, beitz of trufas v'kara. So it's back square now. What do I need the guy to nemanis? Look at the egg, has a simen. It's trufos? No, trufos I can't buy. So look at the simen. Look at the simen in the egg. So Tumelam Zera, simonim lav daraisa. You cannot rely on this simonim by itself. The simonim itself are not a raya to itself that the eggs are kosher. Why are I saying that? Dilo temahachi, if it's not true that simonim lav daraisa, hodom ravasi, shmoinis fakes, and we learned, and 2 days ago is blat, that there are 8 birds that are sveikers. Right? We have the whole list. What's the problem? Live the Beitz, look at the Beitz and see if it's Torah or not. What's the problem? El Shemami, no. Simonim lav daraisa. Must be Simonim anat daraisa. And why is it not daraisa? I'm going to say in a second. The reason is because there are the Erev's eggs, also the crow eggs, also look like this. So therefore, it's not 100% a riot. So, Beitz of Simonim lav daraisa. Therefore, you have to now rely on the guy. So what it's in the geya to tell me simonim of the egg? Simon hachkam, I'll tell it to you like this. Beis rasha akadim, if both ends of the egg are rounded, or beis rasha akadim, or both ends are sharp, or if the yellow is on the outside, and the white is on the inside, vadai temeya. You don't need to talk about it, it's tamei. You don't have to list to the guy, it's tamei. But if reishe chad, one side is sharp, reishe chad kad, one side is rounded, v'chel v'chutz, and the white is on the outside, v'chel v'finim, and the yellow is on the inside, v'amalacha, and the guy says, sh'loif pleini v'taru, and he tells you that it's from a chicken, s'moich aleim, you can be s'moich on it. V'stama, lois s'moich aleim, but stam, you can be s'moich on him. The iko, the urva, there are the eggs of the crow, the daimel of the yayna, that's similar to the yayna. So the Gemara is now changing that the manas of the guy is not so simple. Until now, if the guy told you it's a chicken egg, since Efshel Vuri, we believe it. Now it's saying a little bit different. We're saying, no. only, it has to also have the simanim. The guy tells you it's a chicken egg and it has the simanim, then he could be nema. Which means it has to have the simanim. If it doesn't have simanim, then it's a vada tameya. But the simanim alone don't work. Why not? Because the yoina has similar simanim. So it can't, either one by itself doesn't work. Simanim by itself, lav derais, doesn't work. It doesn't work by guy by himself telling you that it's kosher bird. You need both of them together. Between both of them together, you can believe the guy. So actually, since you come out today, when you walk into ShopRite to buy an egg, you should really go to the guy and find out where the egg is from. It's a chicken egg. I'm saying it's a problem. You can look at the simon. Simon lav deraisa. So Tosafot speaks out that today, that since it's not common to have, he says, if you look at the right before the wide lines of Tosafot, the widest lines, we go to the farm and buy the eggs, no problem. That's why we do it. Because we can be samech on the roiv term says, we even buy foods that in the loishul beitzim. Avigav here it says now buy trufos. He says no, because here is a reyesa that they're selling trufos bekara. It's like muchach, something happened over here. So, but if you buy from a piece of dough that has eggs in it, that's not a reyesa. That's the only way to make doughs with eggs. But that's not a reyesa. That's what Tosafot brings down. And therefore, if you're somewhere out in the boondocks and you want to buy eggs, you can buy eggs. As long as it looks like chicken eggs, you can be samech on that. Because roiv of our eggs that are sold are not ostrich eggs. Anyway, ostrich eggs are much bigger, so you'll be able to tell. Amamar. Chelboin v'chelmoin merovim zeh bezeh, v'yidu shebeitz asher. It says, if the chelbon and the chelmon of the egg are mixed together, the white and the yellow mixed together, you know it's a beitza of a sheretz. One of the shvatzim, shmoin and shvatzim. My hilchus, the verse says, what's in the gate? Well, what's in the gate that you're telling me this halacha? Then now you know it's a sheretz, shkoyach. What if you know it's a sheretz? Once it's not kosher, good. What if you know it's a beitza sheretz? If it started developing the egg, and I stuck my finger into the egg, and I touched it, it becomes tame. You become tame from touching it. That's what's the gay. I'm telling you, it's a sheretz. That's the gay. They become tame. You become tame if you touch it.
Even though it's not dead?
Even though it's not dead, because it is dead, because it's not going to live, because it is dead. But it's dead, because it's in the egg, and it's not growing anymore. So it's not alive anymore. It did detach from the mother while it was just rikma. So it is dead. Maskvar Ravina, but doing the nachashi. Maybe it's a nachash. Why becoming tamei? A nachash also is doing it to the sheretz that it's mixed together. And don't tumma. So how can you make it tummy? Maybe it's a nachash. You're not for sure it's from a sheretz. Elam Rava. Not legavi tumma. Shem rikma va'achla loikalam shem sheretz asheretz aretz. If already it started developing and I ate it, and someone ate it, he's loikalam shem sheretz asheretz aretz. And therefore, even if it's a nachash, you're chayef for that. You're chayef for the din to eat shrotzim. And once it develops, you eat shrotzim. So tomorrow's kasha is, so why do I have to know that it's a non-kosher bird? Even if it's a kosher bird, if I eat the unfinished behemoth, the unfinished oif will be also. Why? Yachi, right here, Tameya, Philotarinami, the talented Brysa. Call Asheretz, Asheretz, Allah Oretz, you're not allowed to eat. Call Asheretz, Asheretz, Allah Oretz. And the rabbis, what's it mean, Marba? The rabbis, Ephraichim, Shaniftachu, Enayim, tap on base. It's Marba, little babies, little chicks that didn't open their eyes yet. So it means for sure, when it's in the egg, for sure it's Asher, Al Sheretz, even if it's kosher animal. So what do you have to comment to say sheretz is a sheretz, it's a sheretz? Even if it's not a sheretz, even if it's a kosher bird, since lo yiftach v'neim, it'll be awesome. So Tigmar, no. That din, l'rabbis efreichem shalei niftach v'neim, is midir abonon. Aye, the pasuk, v'kro asmachta ba'alma. The pasuk just says asmachta, but really, it's efreichem shalei niftach v'neim, is only also midir abonon. But he was saying that if it's mixed up, the chelb and the chelb mixed up, then it has an issa of a sheretz, a deraisa. It gets a lav of a sheretz. It's the issa of a sheretz. If the chelb and the chelb are mixed together, then it's the issa of sheretz, sheretz, aris, midir, aris, not midir, abonon. When lo yiftach v'neim, it's only the issa midir, abonon.